Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 12th of July, recording at 9:11 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights, and my goodness, this was a bad day for anyone who is bearish. Asian stock markets mostly firm, including a good upward dynamic by the China B-Share Index, which had been testing the lower side of its range. The Japanese market was a soft spot. Here overall, including a downward dynamic by the second section index, which had been, among the Japanese indices, a spot of strength, albeit coming off a very depressed condition a couple of months ago. Now, in the European stock markets, these started down, but then put on very solid gains as Wall Street rallied. And what a day on Wall Street. This is really an eyebrow raiser. We had the Dow up just over 2%, and the S&P and the NASDAQ composite very close to 2% themselves. It's been a while since we've seen something like that. And long-dated government bonds, not surprisingly, against this background, weakened in here today. The U.S. dollar was also a little bit easier. It's just continuing this very soft performance since we saw some rather dramatic breakouts, which are best seen on some of the longer-term charts in terms of their importance, but more on that later. And precious metals had a better day in here. Gold up 6.15 in after-hours trading. Silver up 20 and platinum up 14.6. Palladium up 2.35. The oil market was strong, then gave up those gains. Got up to 73.80, fell back to 71.92, and is currently 72.61. That's up 5 cents on the day. This is still pretty firm generally. Natural gas continues to underperform. The grain and bean complex was firmer in here today. And the industrial metals, I think they were mostly down in here. They had a good day yesterday, but they are mostly down. The exceptions are zinc, which I think that's the only one that's higher here today, but not big declines. Okay, so what's going on here with these stock markets? Well, strength like this, take it at face value. Markets have a number of indices, that is, have been in trading ranges, and that has enabled them to see some sideways mean reversion relative to their 200-day moving averages. A sentiment from a lot of quarters has been very bearish. I mean, the people who've been making the noise have been the bears, and it's all been subprime and those what are they? The CDOs. So I get into trouble with my acronyms, but all these collateralized debt obligations. That's the full term, and all kinds of speculation about how many hedge funds were going underwater as a consequence of this. And so, to say, some really, really bearish commentary. And that had helped to keep stock markets in check, but this is a riposte on the part of the bulls in here today. And as I say, I would take it at face value. New all-time high by the Dow in here right now. We must be close to that, or close to a new high for the year. On the S&P, the NASDAQ had actually led the upward break. My goodness, even the lagging banks index had a pretty good day in here today. So again, we have seen some trend reaffirmation, and we never saw any kind of trend breakdown other than some special situation markets, which tended to underperform. I would expect today's strength to spill over into Asia in a fairly dramatic fashion tomorrow. Although, don't be surprised if we don't see gains on the scale, because Asia has been much stronger all along. So it may just be ho-hum, Wall Street's getting a little bit of a catch-up to our lead type of psychology in Asia tomorrow. But certainly what's happened in Europe and Asia today is not bearish for any of these markets, and it may rout a few bears. It's making my DAX head shorts look a bit silly at the moment. Okay, moving on to the long-dated government bonds. I would just say that we're probably going to see this holding pattern continue. I think the lows that we saw last month will hold. We could well, in terms of bond prices, that is. I don't think we're going to get yields soaring in here, not over the short term. It's a possibility that yields will range around here. Well, I expect yields to range around here. Had stock markets weakened, they would push a bit higher. And if stock markets do weaken, excuse me, those long-dated yields will push a little bit higher. Let me start on that again. I'm getting carried away here in the excitement of what's happening on Wall Street tonight. If we got stock markets weakening, then I would expect those long-dated yields to come down a bit. If we get stock markets quite strong, as we saw today, then I would expect those long-dated yields to push up a bit. I've got it the right way around this time. Overall, what I expect from yields is a period of ranging and then moving higher. Now, that higher move is probably over the medium term. It's not likely to be a short-term development in my view, because some of the inflation pressures have abated temporarily. But bear in mind, these long-dated government bonds are in a bear market, and the next significant move in yields will be upwards. And when that occurs, that will cause problems for stock markets. But as I've just said, I think that's a medium-term development, and medium-term can be a good many months out there. So anything from 3 months to a couple of years. My guess is that it'll well be well before a couple of years pass, but more importantly, the markets will, the charts will show us. Okay, in terms of currencies, the dollar, as long as it's easing like this, it's not going to create any big problems psychologically, I don't think. The problem for stock markets would be if the dollar's decline turned into a rout. Now, there's no particular reason why it should, and central banks would certainly want to prevent that, including the Fed. Whereas a gradual decline by the dollar, or an orderly decline by the dollar, which it has been for the most part, would be supportive of the U.S. stock market. And I think people would regard it as an inevitable and reasonably healthy adjustment. The people who may well be most upset by it are, of course, U.S. savers, and who are seeing their, not to mention the tourists who like to travel internationally, who are seeing their purchasing power eroded. And in terms of precious metals, platinum's interesting here today. It has broken up out of the little trading range that it has been in. I'll be posting the daily and the weekly chart shortly. And on the weekly chart, it looks like a big, massive consolidation coming to an end. Against that background and behind some trailing stops or in the money stops, I have break-even stops on my gold position. I have picked up a little more gold in here today. The silver price is reestablishing itself above that 13 level, $13 level. So that's consigning the sharp sell-off that we saw last month. Well, it's leaving that as a downside failure. And again, the palladium market well supported here overall. So a sector that's underperformed recently, it's underperformed for quite some time, not surprisingly, is looking a little better against the background of this, belatedly against the background of this weak US dollar. And crude oil prices very firm overall. There are supply problems. A lot of people who are just sort of been generally bearish and have been generally bearish of oil all along are saying quite loudly that it's all about mismanagement of production by some of the countries that have nationalized production facilities, and it's rebels in Nigeria, and so on. Well, yes, that has helped to reduce supply, not to mention the war going on in Iraq. But I think the bearers of petroleum are underestimating the demand, which I feel is likely to rise on average by at least 2% a year globally, despite alternative fuels. And the agricultural commodities, grains and beans are stronger in here, as I've mentioned. And generally, it's a pretty firm picture overall. The main laggard remains sugar, where there's an oversupply situation. But there's not much oversupply elsewhere. Among the industrial metals, nickel still searching for its medium-term reaction low. And that's pretty much it. So, roll on Friday. No doubt we'll have some more excitement tomorrow as well. Meanwhile, all the best.